Is it shower time?
Eep! Wow. That feels so good on my tentacles. It's so nice to get all of them wet at once and not just like soaking sponges on them. It's kind of like coming home. Wait. Aren't you gonna come in? You made the water nice and warm for me. Look, I'm gonna give you two options. You are coming in here with me. Your choices are you can either take off your clothes outside or you can get them wet and join me. Yay! And don't you dare get any ideas of not joining me just because I took my tentacle off of you. You know, and I know, I have a reach longer than you, and if you even try to bolt towards the door, I'm dragging you into the water regardless of how much clothing is left on you. Now come here. The shower is big enough for the both of us, and your squid girlfriend is getting lonely. I mean, just look at all this space that could be occupied by my cute, naked partner. See? Doesn't that feel nice? It's the perfect temperature. Now come here. Hey, I didn't say you could pull away. I want more kisses. You know what? With the way the water is hitting us, it's kind of like that trope in, the romantic movies you show me. You know, the one where the water, it falls from the sky and then the couple, they kiss? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, kissing in the rain. Do you remember the first time you took me out when it was raining? It felt so good against my skin. My tentacles couldn't stop squirming around in glee as I laughed. I have been able to experience so much of this world, and it's all thanks to you. You're amazing. Now get on your knees. Wait, not like that. I just want to wash your hair, and I can't really do it in this position. I can't keep my tentacles to myself, so I need you to get lower. So, knees. Now. That's better. Now I can properly wash you. Close your eyes, and let me take care of you. I'm going with the one that smells like coconut, because we still have the conditioner for that one, and I want you to match. Wait, one last thing before we start. Okay, now we can continue. I wanted to give you a little forehead kiss as a thank you for indulging me. I know that whenever you shower with me, it ends up being this big thing. Like the shower is 4 times longer and the bathroom kind of gets soaked because we spend more time playing than actually getting clean. So, I don't know. I figured I could give you a little TLC before we get dirty. It would be better if we had a bath so I could just, like, sit you between my tentacles with your back flush to my chest and, I don't know, I could just hold you and caress you and take care of you. But, a shower big enough for the two of us is good enough for me. Especially if it gives me more excuses to touch you with such close quarters. Where are my tentacles going to go? I'm sorry. I have such a hard time keeping them to myself, though. It's just, you're so touchable. I love just always having some kind of physical contact with you. And with the way I'm washing your hair and the warm water is being sprayed on your back, it kind of, it feels like a massage, right? right? All right, tilt your head back. That's always my favorite part. Since I'm not in the ocean all the time anymore, whenever I get the chance to just dip my head back and get all my hair wet, it feels so good, doesn't it? The way it like beats down on your scalp. And you know, I feel like it feels a little better with soap too. That could just be me. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I got a little carried away with the massage. I promise you, and I'm gonna keep my promise, nothing dirty until we get cleaned. And we still have conditioner and body soap to go. You are just going to stay on your knees and let me take care of you. Show you how much I appreciate you and everything you do for me. I'm sure it hasn't been easy for you to start dating someone like me. The tentacles alone are enough to throw anyone off, but you just took it in stride. I think you've even come to love them. Always so willing to take a tentacle of mine in any of your willing holes. I have that natural lubricant on them so they can always just slide in and fuck your brains out. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about last night when I put one in every hole, fucking in and out of you at varying paces so no hole shared the same motion all the while. I touched between your legs with my hands, and I brought you to orgasm not once, not twice, but three times. With the way you screamed, I'm surprised you can even talk today, aren't you? All right, I think a few more seconds underwater, and then I'll condition you. I make no promises, though, about washing your body and then keeping you clean afterwards. You're too fucking hot like this, and I'm using every ounce of my self-control I have to not put a tentacle in you. Head up. It's the matching conditioner to the shampoo, so it should smell like coconut. Now close your eyes, baby. I don't want any of this to get in them. Enjoying the full body massage? I don't think you even realized you let out a little moan. Which one feels better? My hands or my tentacles? That's what I thought. I had this sneaking suspicion you would say that, honestly. I think I just know you, know what you like. And I do want to say something a little mushy, so get ready. I am so proud of you for letting me do this, for allowing me to take care of you like this. I know how hard it is for you to be this vulnerable, so I do not take this lightly. I don't. I also know how hard it is for yourself to just be easy. Like, you are not easy on yourself. Sorry, I must have phrased that wrong. You need to let someone else take care of you. Appreciate you. So, I'm grateful you are allowing me this honor. Now, head back. Good. Let the water wash over you. You look so good like this. Head back, neck on display, eyes closed. Sort of reminds me of last night. Sorry, I can't help myself. You're just too damn attractive. Is there something wrong with me finding you hot? Would you rather I insult you? See, that's what I thought. Now, don't argue with me. Just say thank you. You're very welcome. Let me help you up. You are always so stunning on your knees, but I also love looking into those beautiful eyes. The water droplets on your eyelashes, it only makes them stand out more. You have the prettiest eyes. Mm. So the tentacle massage is doing more than just relaxing your muscles, making you feel good, huh? Don't worry. I want you to. Should I take care of us before I wash you or after? I kind of don't want to wait, but it's your choice. I'm glad you're feeling it too. I'll be honest, I don't know if I could have waited. I've been having such a hard time just trying to think, I guess, clean thoughts? Is that the opposite of dirty? Please rub the tip for a second. Oh, fuck. Oh, with the water showering on us. Oh, so fucking good. I'm still sensitive, and I'm sure you are still too. Oh, I know, I know, I know. I know I went a little rough on you last night, but it was because I knew you could take it. So today I'm gonna go nice and slow with you. I know how much you love when my tentacles just roam aimlessly around your body, leaving little hickeys from the sucker. And don't worry, I remember. Nowhere you can't hide from work. I know the rules, baby. I just don't always like to follow them. Like taking care of you. Marking you up. Showing you how much I love and appreciate everything you do for me. Tell me where you want my tentacle. You want it there? Well, once I put it there, what am I gonna do with it? You're not being very descriptive. I need you to tell me exactly where you want my tentacle and what I should do with it. Of course, I can do that for you, baby. See? If you hadn't told me where you wanted my tentacle and what you wanted me to do with it, then you would have ended up like this, with it just going all the way inside you. You feel good. And while that feels good, of course it does. You love being full. It's not moving. See, because you used your words, my tentacle is now gonna move. And it's gonna start fucking you. Oh, and that feels better for the both of us, doesn't it? All because you were so good and you used your words for me. That's it. Looks so good for me, taking my tentacles so fucking well. I'm surprised by how tight this fucking hole is. Honestly, after the rough pounding I gave you last night, it's amazing that you still feel this fucking tight around me. So fucking good. Oh. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. I have a treat for you, a little surprise. See, I know how much you like to take all of my tentacles, and each of my tentacles have a little special something in them. This one that you're getting, this one is the one that comes. That's right, baby. You're getting the tentacle that's gonna fill this fucking hole to the brim with my cum. Breed you just how you want. You're not gonna be happy until you leave the shower dripping with more than just water, huh? My cum leaking out of that well-used hole, just like the little slut you are. Oh. If I didn't keep that hole of yours well-used, well-fucked, then how would people know what you are? How would you know what you are? Because you're my sweet little whore, aren't you? Just a fun little hole for me to fuck into. To use as a little home for my tentacles to just thrust in and out of. Fuck, you feel so good. That's it, baby. Oh, you should fucking see how your hole looks wrapped around my tentacle. Despite the serious pounding it took last night, it still just keeps trying to suck more and more of it in. No matter how deep I go, no matter how much I thrust inside you and put more and more of my tentacle inside you just keep wanting more and more, don't you? So eager to take whatever I give you in this hungry little hole, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, fuck. Oh, you can lean back on my tentacles here. There you go. Put all your weight on them so that you can just sit there and relax and be fucked while my tentacles hold you in place. And my hand, it goes right between your legs to help you. I want to watch you come, baby. Obviously not yet. It hasn't been enough yet, but eventually, and I know that this hand between your legs while you're being impaled on my tentacles is gonna help. You don't even have to worry about carrying your own weights. You know I'm strong enough to do it. I've done it before and I will most likely do it again. That's it. Right there. Doing so good for me. Oh, that's a good baby. Taking your squid girlfriend's tentacle like this. Fuck. You always look so good, but like this, fuck, you look even better. And I would say that you looked half as good as you felt, but you feel fucking divine, so imagine how good you look at that. Oh, fuck, right there. Yeah, do that again. Oh, fuck, yeah, that's it. That's fucking it, sweetheart. Come on. Oh, fuck, you're making me feel so fucking good. And I'm still so fucking sensitive from last night, from all the times I made you come. I came even more than you. I'm so fucking sensitive. But you just feel too damn good for me to give up. To allow myself to come so early, to fill you with my cum just like that, so easily. No. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that to you. I'm gonna draw it out as long as possible, even if it means. Oh, fuck. Sorry, that just felt so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Are you excited? Are you excited to get cum inside you? To be bred by me? Yeah. I know how much you love it. I know how much my sweet little slut loves to be bred and filled with my cum. So much cum that their little stomach bulges just a little bit with my cum. Everyone's gonna think that you just had a good meal, but I'm gonna know that it's my seed in there, filling you up, breeding you like a proper proper whore. Oh fuck, that's just so hot. Don't you think? If you don't, if you don't clean yourself out afterwards, it's just gonna be leaking down your thighs. Oh, everyone's gonna know how well used you are. What a fun little hole you have to fuck to just constantly have my tentacle buried in. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I could never grow tired of this hole. Could never grow tired of you. Fuck, baby. Oh, fuck, yeah. I'm gonna try to last as long as I can, but you just feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck, baby, yeah, right there. Oh, yeah, come on, keep taking it. Take my tentacle just like that. Oh, so fucking good for me, baby. God, fucking look at you. So fucking, fucking gorgeous. So cute. And you're all mine. Only I get to see you like this, right? Those noises you make, those faces you make, the way your body's reacting, that's for me and me only, right? Whose marks do you bear? Mine. Whose tentacle is buried deep in that hole of yours? Mine. And whose semen is going to be filling that hole of yours so that it slowly leaks out as a reminder of what filthy things we got up to in the shower today? That's right. It's mine. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, did you see what the fuck you do to me? Fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm getting so close. God, you feel so fucking good. I want us to come at the same time, baby. Can you do that? Do you think you can do that for me? Come on, baby, I know you can. I want to see you come. I want you to orgasm again around my tentacles from my touch at the same time as me. Come on, I know you can do it. I know you want to. You love being impaled on my fucking tentacle as it just fucks into you and breathes this tight fucking hole. Yeah. Yeah, that's it, baby. Come on. Oh, you're doing so good for me, slut. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. God, come on. Oh, God. I'm so close. Come on, baby. I want you to come with me. Come wrapped around my tentacle just like that. Come on. Come like the whore I know you are. Oh, fuck, you feel that? You feel all my cum going inside you? Breeding you, baby? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Still need my tentacles for support? That's okay. I know, it's a little slippery here, and I kind of fucked you until your legs shook. But it was a quickie, so you can't be too mad. And also, I kind of hope you're okay with how rough I went. I did try to be gentle, I did, but I couldn't help myself. There is something about you that just makes me want to hold you down and breed you until you can't even speak. Now I'm gonna use the loofah on you. Need to make sure that I don't miss a spot. Wouldn't want you smelling of sex and cum when you leave the shower. That would kind of negate the purpose of one. Wouldn't you agree? Thank you for indulging me, baby. Letting me take care of you. Fuck you, senseless. And then go back to taking care of you. I might breed you like a slut, but that's only because I know how much that drives you crazy. And if I'm being honest, it drives me crazy too. I love making you happy. I'll step into the stream. The water probably feels really good after being fucked, doesn't it? Helps your muscles to relax and cramp. Well, not cramp. Once all the soap is off of you, you're free to leave the shower whenever you want. I'm gonna stay in a bit longer though.